If Halloween is a day of truly scary pursuits, then every day is Halloween for Slate's human guinea pig, Emily Jaffe. She takes on jobs or tasks that people are curious about but don't have the guts to try themselves. Oftentimes, this involves dressing the part. Day-to-Day's Alex Chadwick spoke earlier with Emily about her latest adventure.
Emily, in recent months, we've talked to you about being a telephone psychic and about your foray into the world of metal detecting. Tell us about this latest guinea pig adventure.
Well, a very cruel reader suggested that I become a street performer. This appealed to me, and particularly because I have none of the talents that go along with street performing, so I thought it would, you know, test my creative ability to come up with an act.
And the idea is you stand out on the street and kind of do things, but you don't sing well or maybe play trumpet or drums or something?
No instruments, and I've been told moose in heat is what I sound like when I sing. So I decided to stay silent, and I had seen before people pretending to be mechanical dolls. So I got a huge, puffy, shiny, sort of plastic and lint princess costume, and actually took plastic instruments from my daughter and decided I'd be a mechanical doll performing with instruments.
Okay. Not only did you take that, you also took, when you went down to the street there, your editor and friend David Plotz of Slate. And we actually have this artifact from David. This is you getting ready to go down on the street and do your thing.
What?
Those glasses make you look so demented. They're not on straight.
I know, David! That's the point! Ooh, that's good. That might get money.
Emily, what was that? Were you strangling something?
You said David was my friend. I think, you know, clearly he'd driven me over the edge and I hadn't even started. That was my pan flute, Alex. That's my virtuoso instrument.
Ah. So you go out there with your pan flute, your kind of quasi-mechanical robot doll costume, and what happens?
I get out there on the street corner, and I act like a mechanical doll, and I just start playing my heart out. And it turned out I was so into my act, not only did I play my heart out, I played several blood vessels out, because at one point David came over laughing hysterically saying, "Do you know your nose is bleeding?"
This is while you're tuning on your little pan flute there.
Yes. So I'm out there tooting and bleeding and hoping people will put money in the hat by my feet.
Well, they must have, because once again, David is there with a tape recorder, and he was getting some reviews from people. Here they are.
It seems like a circus performance, but it has some artistic value, I would say.
What do you think of her act?
It's unusual, and she's got a lot of guts.
She caught my eye. I like the dress. I mean, I like that she's very colorful. She's smiling, and you know, she just looks like a doll.
DC's not that wacky, and this is nice and wacky.
Now, in the interest of journalistic integrity, we have to say that I guess you prepared that section of tape, because there were a few other kinds of views, and
what?
David, yes, David got those as well. Hold on.
What is she, entertaining?
Yeah, I think she's entertaining. Is it entertaining for you or not really?
Nah.
So you have not given her any money?
Nah, she's stiff.
It's not every day you see someone in a blue Chanel shaking a maraca.
Do you think she could improve her act at all?
There could be a mariachi band.
She's not doing anything good or interesting.
That is a really nice job of blowing her nose right there, so that's part of the act. I'm all for it. Sure, let's fund her.
Emily, maybe those people are not avant enough for you. But tell us, what was the experience like for you? I mean, were you having a good time, and were you making any money? What, do you have a hat or a cardboard box or something there for people to drop money in?
I think if you actually had talent, you could make money. I went to 18th and M, you know, the belly of the downtown lobbyist beast, and in 90 minutes I made $4.15. That's not too good. And I also felt, as they were passing by, and you heard some of the nasty comments, well, what have you done today to bring a smile to people's faces? Write more tax code? So I went to the Smithsonian, And in 45 minutes, I made $6.50. And people came over. They had their picture snapped with me. Kids stood open mouth in front of me and dropped quarters in my hat. So if you were better than I was, you might actually make some bucks.
Emily, you're our favorite anyway as Slate's long-suffering human guinea pig. Dear listeners, you can see photos of Emily during her performance at npr.org. Thanks, Emily. And how about a little bit more of that really delightful pan flute to go out on?
My pleasure.
Stirring.
You can send suggestions for a new guinea pig assignment for Emily Yaffe to our email daytoday@npr.org. Put the word Emily in the subject line.